Alright, howdy lovelies. I've decided to do this questionnaire thing. I thought it was kind of fun. First question is, furthest you've gone with a boy? I've had sex with a guy. I think that's technically the furthest, but a lot of guys would say, like, deep throat and things like that are pretty far because other girls don't do it. So, also have done that. I can go up to about 7 inches deep throating. What's the furthest I've gone with a girl? I have made out with and fingered a girl in a pool before. Have you ever indulged in a threesome? Kind of. Like, I count it because it was three people. But it was between me and a brother and sister. And I made out with each of them. And, you know, played with them, kind of masturbated them. But it was all over the clothes, so it wasn't very sexual, so I don't really count it as a threesome, but it was me and two other people, so threesome? Best skinny dipping experience was in a hotel pool. I got into the pool with all of my clothes on, and no one else was there. It was one of those, like, Motel 6 kind of things, and I took all of my clothes off because it was, like, really late at night. It was an outdoor pool, so it made it even more fun, and went skinny dipping in the pool. Worst skinny dipping experience was in a lake. I was terrified because I could not see in the water, and I was naked, and so anything brushing against me while naked in the water automatically makes me think I'm going to die, so I ran away very fast. Both of those were before I even turned 10, so there's that. Best public sex experience was one time in a park. Me and my boyfriend at the time were just kind of walking around the park, and we walked through the woods area and found this forked tree to where we made out against it, and then I bent over it just kind of teasingly. And then I gave him oral, and then afterwards we had sex over the forked tree. So that was fun. Do you prefer to watch someone masturbate or to be watched? I prefer to watch someone masturbate. I don't look at the genitalia, necessarily. I find it really attractive to see someone's face as they're being pleasured. I think it's really hot to watch someone orgasm that way. I'm not big on watching cum spurt out or whatever, but seeing them really enjoy themselves is a huge turn on. I think that's why I really enjoy having people tell me whenever they've come to my audios and different things, because I'm like, yay, I did that for someone. Have you ever flashed or gone further on Omegle, Chat Roulette, or with a partner on Skype? No on Omegle or Chat Roulette, just because I have heard horror stories about, like, people torturing animals and doing terrible things on stuff like that to try to get people to show things. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that kind of situation. But I have done it on Skype. I have flashed someone and done other things on Skype. What turns you on the most? Voice chats, video pictures, or porn? Out of those selections, I prefer pictures, just because, you know, seeing it, I can imagine voices and stuff like that, but, if I had something that turns me on the most by itself, I prefer text. I love romance novels, and I love reading scripts and things. I think they're really sexy. I really like reading them out myself, because of that reason, because it's like I am creating the scene myself from the female's point of view. I find that really fun, but I really like text. I've always loved, like, sexual textual role plays and things like that. Next question is, have you ever been caught masturbating or having sex? No. I usually schedule things really well. Like, I like to know when people are going out of the house. I like to know, you know, what's all going on. I lock doors. I do other things. Like, I like the idea of possibly getting caught, but actually getting caught is, no, not my thing. Have you ever caught someone masturbating or having sex? Yes, I did. I caught my parents having sex. I was very young. I was like 3, and they were having sex on a bed behind me. It was awkward, to say the least, especially when, as a 3-year-old, you don't really know what's going on, and they're not going to tell you what's going on, so you just have to wait it out. Do you use a toy or your fingers or something else? I use a vibrator. I use a Hitachi magic wand type thing. It's not actually a Hitachi, but it is a magic wand vibrator thing. Have you ever had to do something while hiding the fact that you were horny or orgasming? Yes, I have actually done that at work. I was listening to an erotic audio and trying to have a conversation with my boss at the time. And I am almost always red, so, you know, she didn't notice that I was more red than usual for the fact of what I was listening to, but yes, that has happened. Best random hookup story. Well, I once hooked up with a guy whenever I was like, I want to say 10 years old. I was at a hotel with some friends, and I saw a guy in a pool, and I thought he was cute. So I went over and I talked to him, and I kissed him, and I said, "You're my boyfriend now," and he said, "Okay." And so we spent like an entire weekend as boyfriend and girlfriend, and then he had to leave and go to like a completely different state, but I was totally okay with that because I thought it was fun. Have you ever hooked up in person with someone you have met online? Not relationship-wise. I've met up with friends that I've made online, but I have never hooked up sexually with anybody online. That's just not something I'm looking to try to do, I suppose. Have you ever hooked up with a stranger online? Yes. If you're talking about, like, I've done role plays and stuff like that with people. I've been on Dirty Pen Pals, and I think there was Dirty Kick somethings. I'm not on that one often, but I've hooked up with people on there and done text role plays and things that were fun. Cutest thing you've ever done with a boy or girl? With a boy, I have dressed up in footy pajamas and pigtails, and we watched children's cartoons all night long with popcorn and all kinds of things. I think we even built a fort, not completely sure, but I have done that, and we were like snuggling and Eskimo kissing and other cute things. I do still have footy pajamas. That is actually a thing I own. Kinkiest thing you've ever done before? I have tied someone up and queened them and gone down on them and then had sex with them shortly afterwards. I think that's about the kinkiest I've ever done. I haven't done a whole lot kinky-wise. Like, I am very kinky in my mind, but there's a lot of things that I haven't really acted out in real life. I would like to, but, you know, it's kind of hard to find people who would like to do that as well. Anything you want to try that you haven't yet already? I would like to try 2 guys at once. I have kind of a thing to where I really want to dominate 2 different guys and have them do things for me or have them do things to each other. I think that just sounds really fun. How often do you masturbate? I don't do it that often. I more enjoy the arousal than actually masturbation. I say at most I'll do it once a week, but at least once a month, just because, you know, getting to the point of orgasm isn't really that necessary for me. Favorite toy to use on myself is my vibrator that I mentioned earlier. What are your top 3 fantasies? Top number 1, twins. I would freaking love to have a set of twins, either boy-girl, boy-boy, girl-girl, doesn't matter. I would love to be able to mess with a set of twins together willingly. 2 is seducing and dominating a teacher. I have always found teachers incredibly sexy. I'm pretty sure I'm considered sapiosexual. I really find smart people hot, and I would love to find a teacher and dominate over them. I would have loved to do that as a student, but as a student, I was super duper shy and wouldn't have made any moves on anybody that didn't show interest in me first, so didn't happen. And number three, having a harem. I know that may sound ridiculous, but I think that would be amazing to have, like, multiple guys, girls, anything who are willing to do my beck and call at any point in time, even if it's each other, just for my enjoyment. That would be amazing. Top five turn-ons. Number one is sweet personality. I adore people who are just really cute on the outside. I find that's fun for me to kind of not just dominate over, but to want to take care of, want to watch, be cute. Two is a smile. I really, really like smiles. I like seeing someone smile really big at me because I've done something good or because they've enjoyed something I've done. I think smiles are really hot. Number three is submission. I definitely prefer someone to be submissive over dominant because I like giving the orders. I can take them, but I prefer not to. Number four is long hair. Whether boys or girls, I find long hair very attractive. And number five is glasses. I don't really know why on this one. I have always found glasses attractive since I was really young. Neither one of my parents liked glasses, but I enjoyed seeing glasses on guys or girls. There was often to where I had a friend who would put in contacts. I'm like, why don't you ever wear your glasses? They're so cute. Top five turnoffs. Number one, assholes. That one should kind of be obvious, but I don't like anyone who is going to be rude for no reason. So number two, also racists. Don't care for anybody who tries to be racist. I don't care the other person's race. I don't really care about why you're doing it. I just think it's rude. It doesn't matter your reasoning. There's no reason to be a racist. Number three, forcing me to do anything. If I don't like it, then I'm not going to do it. Same thing with, you know, even if it's sexual, like if I enjoy rape things, that does not mean that it's okay to just start that off with me. That's something that needs to be talked about, discussed, and agreed upon. Just don't go forcing me into anything without being given the choice. Number four is odor. I'm not usually too terribly picky, but, you know, if you're expecting someone to go down on you or do something for you like that, wash up first. It's just nice. It's preferable and definitely not a turn on when you smell bad, so wash up. Number five, not listening to me. If you are trying to pleasure me in some way and I'm like, oh, harder, faster, do something, and you don't, it's more likely than not that I'm just kind of going to get turned off from the whole thing, because I am trying to give you direction and you're not listening. So, what accent turns you on the most? That is a really hard question, because I love accents from everywhere except America. I love Scottish and Irish and British. Those are my top three. Am I allowed to have three? Has anyone ever been able to make you come without ever touching you or you touching yourself? Yes. I have had mental orgasms while listening to audio files, while doing role plays. It just kind of really depends on the person, what they're doing, what they're saying. If I get turned on enough, yes, I can do that. And it is very fun, though very small. comparatively to an explosive orgasm that I could have by myself. What is your favorite part of your body and why? I would say my smile, because I have a really bright smile that people have told me just really lights up a room. I've been called sunshine by people who aren't dating me, or, you know, bosses from work who are like, you just light up the entire room when you come in, you're a little ball of sunshine. So yeah, my smile is one of my favorite features. Have you ever had Skype sex or any other kind of online sex? Well, I've told you guys about the sexual roleplays. That's definitely something that I do. I have done a mutual masturbation over Skype, but I have not, you know, I don't know how you would have actual sex over Skype. Maybe someone can describe that to me. What is your favorite kind of porn to watch? Hentai. I really enjoy hentai porn, whether it's tentacles or bondage or... Yeah, I'm typically more into the forcing thing. I'm not very much into vanilla. I love first times, mainly for guys. I find that a huge turn on to watch a guy, like, get his first blowjob in a hentai porn. I think that's really fun. Have you ever masturbated at a friend's house, or did they know about it? No. I have not masturbated at a friend's house or, you know, anywhere else public, to where someone could walk in on me at any point in time. I prefer to do that at home. Or, no, just mainly at home. So, ever masturbated in public or at work or anywhere else other than your own house? No. Same as the last question. How old were you the first time you masturbated? I was 11. I did it over a sex roleplay with a guy who was trying to teach me how to do it for myself, because I'd never done it before, and it didn't do anything. I was sticking my fingers inside myself, and I would feel certain things, but nothing really got me to the point to where I would orgasm. Do you remember your first orgasm? Yes, I do. My very first orgasm was with a boyfriend who came over to my house, and we were playing games on my computer, and he slipped his fingers down my pants and started fiddling with me down there. He had no idea what he was doing. I had no idea what he was doing, but it felt really good just for the fact that he did it. And I do remember coming and being like, that was amazing, what did you do? And we're both kind of sitting there awkwardly afterwards. What's your favorite dirty word? My favorite dirty word is cock. I like the word, and I like it whether it's text-based or verbal or whatever, just because it's a very round and smooth word. There's a lot of words that I really don't like tits or ass. I don't really like those. I mean, I don't know how else you're gonna go for ass, so I typically let that one slide, but if someone tries to do a text roleplay with me and uses the word tits, that's usually the last time I respond to them. Mutual masturbation, ever done it? Yes, the Skype thing. I have done it over Skype, and I've also done it in person. In person is a whole lot harder, because I really enjoy making someone else come. So whenever we ended up trying to do it in person, I went down on them instead. Because I'm like, no, you're not just gonna get yourself off. I'm right here. I can do it. Tell us your favorite sexual experience. My favorite sexual experience was one time whenever I was making out with a guy and I was on his lap and I was grinding against him and neither one of us were naked, and I kissed his jawline and went to his neck and was nibbling at his neck, and as I was grinding against him, he grabbed my hips really hard and just held me there, and I knew that he had just came, and that was incredible. For me, it just felt so empowering and really, really big turn on for me. What was your first sexual experience? The first sexual experience I had was I gave somebody oral really early on. Oh wait, no, I had one earlier than that. I kind of gave a guy a handjob whenever I was 7. We were just kind of both fiddling underneath the covers while his older sister was supposed to babysit us. And we were both under the covers and just kind of fiddling with each other's parts. And we're like, oh, so this goes in there. And so I just kind of touched it and never did anything. Obviously, we were 7. I think I've heard of other people getting people off at 8, but I'm not going to go there. Have you ever been groped in public? Did you enjoy it? I have been groped in public, and it was by someone that I was with, and I did enjoy it. I love groping. I like groping other people. I like being groped. I think it's very fun and a very affectionate way to show, yep, we're together. Have you ever flashed anyone? Was it in public or online? I have done both. I have flashed someone online, and I have flashed someone in public, and we were in my backyard, and I just kind of showed my chest off to a bunch of guys because I didn't care. And I think my chest is awesome. It's rather large, so I liked showing it off. I don't really know how the guys felt about it, because they didn't, it's not like they got hard or anything, so I didn't know how to tell. Have you ever played 7 Minutes in Heaven, Doctor, or anything similar? What happened? Yes, I have played 7 Minutes in Heaven multiple times, but the one that I remember the most was the first time I played it. I went in the closet with a guy that I really liked, and we sat there for the majority of the 7 minutes, not really doing anything, because, like I said, I was a super nervous teenager, and I tried to kiss him, but before I did, he bit into a glow stick and had glow stick all over his tongue before we kissed, and so I also had it on my tongue, and it tasted disgusting and was not a fun experience. Not that I didn't still enjoy kissing the guy I liked, but just don't drink glow sticks. They're awful. Have you ever played strip poker, naked twister, or anything similar? No. I've never had anybody who wanted to play those kind of things with me. That's not really, I don't know. It's just not something that a lot of my friends' groups thinks of. Do you prefer giving oral or receiving it? I prefer giving it. I really like giving oral to other people and watching them enjoy what I can do. I do have a preference for guys over girls, but either way, I do enjoy it. Do you swallow? Yes and no. Yes, because I'm willing to, but no, because it's not an all-the-time thing. I do enjoy taking it in the mouth, but I don't like swallowing it as much because, one, it's really hot, and two, it tastes gross most of the time. Where is your favorite place on your body for a guy to come? In my mouth. Or on my face. I think that, you know, having the cum so close because of something that I just did. Usually, like I said, I like giving oral, so usually after giving oral I would like it if he came in my mouth or on my face or something, to where it's like, it was just so fast and so enjoyable that it couldn't go anywhere else. Have you ever masturbated, flashed, fucked, public, knowing that people could see you? No. I am very careful about people being able to see me. Yes, I've done things in public. I have flashed people. I have fucked. I have given oral. But I always make sure that it's in a place to where people can't see me, and I can see them before they can see me. Have you ever been streaking? No. Same reason as the first one. I don't want to be found doing something like that. I've been naked before out in public, but I'm not going to try to get caught. Have you ever left the house without a bra or panties or on with the intention of being noticed by strangers and turning them on? No, I have not gone without, but I have gone with a thong on to specifically show the thong off to people whenever I am going to hang out with a group of people and I'm like, hey, check it out. Have you ever gone out with the sole intention of getting laid? No. I always prefer to have an emotional connection with somebody before I go with having sex with him because I don't want to have sex with somebody and be like, wow, you're a total loser. I hate being around you. Because I don't want to spend time with somebody like that, and I don't want to have had sex with somebody like that and be like, ugh, now I can't get it off of me. I'm not usually, like, super shallow or anything. I like, if I see a guy, I'm not going to judge him based on his appearance, but I'm also not going to just go fuck a guy for no reason. I want to have a reason that I really like a guy to want to do something to him. So, that was me. I hope to hear more from you guys later. Bye!